This is an Equity Mates Media podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own
time. Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I can buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome to Get Started Investing, a podcast where we help you learn to invest in 15 minutes or less. In each episode, we take one real-world business story and apply a key investing lesson to help you build your investor toolkit. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. We strongly recommend that you scroll up and start at episode one. While we are licensed, we are not aware of your personal circumstances. All information on this show is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only. But with that said, let's crack on. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you going?
I'm very good, Bryce. It is December. The Socceroos are through to the round of 16.
Yes.
How can I not be good?
Big night overnight. Beat Denmark 1-0.
Yes.
If you'd listened to Ed Cavalier's bonus episode.
He called it. Yes. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We are here to talk about cybersecurity.
Names, numbers, email addresses, and dates of birth. A cyber attack against Woolworths has exposed the personal information of more than 2 million.
Medibank has revealed that the cyber attack on its customers' data is much wider than originally thought.
Tonight, the personal details of all of the health insurers' 3.9 million customers in the hands of hackers.
There's been plenty happening in the world of cybersecurity. We've had Optus, one of the telcos here in Australia, was hacked.
Yeah,
millions of customers' data was stolen. Then Medibank Private was hacked.
Yeah,
one of the large private health insurers here in Australia, and a subsidiary of Woolworths, one of the largest grocery chains here in Australia, was also breached. So some pretty significant, massive Australian companies have been breached.
But Bryce, this isn't a recent story. As John T. Chambers, former CEO of Cisco, once said, there are two types of companies, those that have been hacked and those that don't know they have been hacked.
Oh, really?
Or as Robert Mueller, famous for his Trump investigation, but the former director of the FBI once said, there are only two types of companies, those that have been hacked and those that will be hacked.
Wow.
Cybersecurity.
It's a big business.
It's a big concern.
Big concern. And so what it made us think is that, you know, we always say on the show that your surroundings, your environment is a great opportunity for you to take inspiration for an investment opportunity. And, you know, there's probably no more greater example in the present moment than cybersecurity and what that means for us as investors and what opportunities are out there to, I wouldn't say take advantage of hacking, but find an investment opportunity.
Learn to code, move to a jurisdiction where they don't have an extradition treaty with Australia.
So it led us to thinking about ETFs that give you access to cybersecurity.
Yeah, I think this is the classic example of where if you don't want to invest, you don't have to invest in individual stocks when there's like a rising tide or a growing industry.
Yeah.
And cybersecurity is the classic example where it's outside my circle of competence.
Like, big time.
I couldn't tell you who has a competitive advantage between Cisco and Palo Alto Networks and all of these other companies with weird names. But the trend of cybersecurity being more important, businesses spending more on cybersecurity, governments beefing up their cybersecurity, that's only going in one direction.
So we've pulled two ETFs, one that is an Australian ETF and one that is listed overseas?
Yes.
To compare the pair?
Well, yeah, yeah. So that this is where thematic ETFs can play an important role in your portfolio when you want to invest in the industry and the trend rather than picking individual stocks. So the starting point of this episode was, let's have a look at some different cybersecurity ETFs listed in Australia. Turns out there's only one. So we figured we would take the one in Australia and compare it to the largest in the world, which just so happens to be listed in the US. And most, if not everyone these days, can access the US.
Yes.
If a broker isn't giving you access to the US, change brokers.
Big time.
I'm just calling it now. We're licensed. I can say it. If they're not giving you the US, at least leave.
Yeah.
What we want to do here, if you listen over on Equity Mates Investing as well, Bryce has been talking about an ETF investing checklist that he's been building. The six P's, seven P's, can't remember how many P's we landed
on. Yeah, I think it was between five and seven.
Yeah, yeah. He keeps promising a individual stock investing checklist as well, but he's...
we're fast running out of time, Red. We're fast running out of time.
Very quiet on that. So we want to talk about these thematic ETFs, how we analyze them, and then apply Bryce's six P's all in the next 10 minutes.
So the ETFs we're looking at, the first one is HACK. It's BetaShares Cybersecurity ETF. The ticker is HACK, H-A-C-K.
And that's listed in Australia.
Listed in Australia. And then the one that we'll compare it to is the world's largest. It's called the First Trust NASDAQ Cybersecurity ETF. The ticker is C-I-B-R.
And Bryce, just full disclosure, I own HACK.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you do.
I don't.
So, Bryce, before we get to your checklist, I want to start with the top holdings because something stood out to me. So, the biggest holding in BetaShares ETF, Cisco Systems, 6.9% of the ETF. Biggest holding in First Trust ETF, Cisco Systems, 6.9% of the ETF. Second biggest holding in BetaShares, Infosys. Second biggest holding in First Trust, Infosys. Third biggest holding in both of them, Broadcom. Fourth biggest, Palo Alto Networks. Are you suspecting something?
I'm feeling a bit of a trend here, Ren.
Because it happens that all of the holdings are the same. It goes after that, CrowdStrike Holdings, Science Applications, Leidos Holdings, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so What's going on here? Same ETF.
Well, no, but one's listed in the different companies, different names, different markets.
Yeah. So who's copying who? So
what's
happening here, Ren, is that they are both, so First Trust over in the States and BetaShares here in Australia, have both created an ETF that is tracking the same index, which is the NASDAQ CTA or Consumer Technology Association Cybersecurity Index.
There you go.
So you are buying exactly the same thing, and both companies have just, and this is what ETF providers do, they themselves provide you access to the index. And so there is an index, the NASDAQ Consumer Technology Association Cybersecurity Index.
So BetaShares or First Trust aren't deciding which companies go in there. They are creating a product that tracks this index.
Yeah.
Now, you said you're buying exactly the same thing. We should be careful with our words here because you're not buying exactly the same thing.
Okay, cool.
You're buying the same underlying companies, but different currency and different management fee.
Yes, well, we'll get to that.
Sure.
All right. So we've established that you're buying the same companies or the same exposure to the same index.
Yeah.
All right. So to signpost things, let's go through my checklist. We start with purpose. And the questions here are, does this fit my investment strategy or does it make sense for what I'm trying to achieve? And here what we're saying is I'm looking for an ETF that gives me exposure to the cybersecurity world. That's the strategy. And this is a thematic ETF. This is part of my, I would say, satellite portfolio.
So you're giving it a tick?
I'm giving it a tick.
Okay. But it's also like it's also like time horizon, isn't it? And stuff like that.
Yes. So, and that's the second P, which is plan.
Oh, not period. Plan.
Plan.
But my plan includes time period.
Yeah, time horizon.
Okay, yeah.
Time horizon.
Okay. All right, so we're on the
second time horizon lifestyle. Does this suit me? Can I dollar cost average into this? Can this just sit here? Is it an easy ETF for me to get into?
A lot of questions.
Yeah. So time horizon here, Good question. This is a satellite position, so it's not something that I would be saying is as 40-year time horizon as, say, an S&P 500, but it would it definitely has long-term prospects, I guess, given the nature of cybersecurity. What do you think?
I'm just confused. Why couldn't your satellite positions be long-term?
Well, they could be. They very much could be.
In fact, I would go so far as to say they should be.
All positions?
Well, you're not much of a trader.
I'm not, no, yeah. No. But what I'm saying is that this probably requires a little bit more focus on what is going on in the industry a broad-based S&P 500.
Yeah, quantum computing comes and wipes out all of the existing cybersecurity players.
Yeah.
This ETF is a little... Yeah. I got you.
Or just hackers are wiped out.
Well, we just
and it's just not a
no
thing.
No more crime.
it's not a thing.
Or Zuckerberg succeeds with the metaverse, and we all have to have verified identities to get in there.
Yes.
And therefore, there's no anonymity on the web anymore.
Yes, it's a loose tick for plan. Let's keep moving though, because I'm aware positions is an important one, and that is where we talk about do the positions or the companies in the portfolio actually align with the strategy of the portfolio. So this requires a little bit more due diligence and a bit of an understanding.
Yeah, and just for the interest of time, I think we should just say they do because we have looked at this ETF before, and these are a lot of them are pure play cybersecurity plays, or if they're not, they have a meaningful percentage of their revenue coming from cybersecurity.
Yes.
So tick.
Tick.
Now that's three: purpose, plan, positions.
Yeah.
Before we do the next three, let's take a break to hear from our sponsors.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
All right, Bryce, we're going through your ETF checklist. We are talking cybersecurity today because it's in the news. It's front of mind. Optus, Medibank, there's been a few cybersecurity breaches recently. So we're talking about two ETFs at the same time. We're talking about BetaShares, cybersecurity ETF listed here in Australia, HACC, and First Trust NASDAQ security ETF listed over in the US, CIBR, because they track the same index. We've hit three of your P's in your 6P checklist. Over to you. What's the next P?
The next one is price, Ren. And the big question here is this the cheapest option you have available to get the exposure that you want?
Cheapest in terms of fees?
Yeah, management fees.
Okay, not in terms of share price.
No, share price doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Is this the cheapest option? If you had 10 that give you the same exposure lined up against each other, is it the cheapest in terms of management fee? And if not, why? And you need to be able to justify why you're going with that one over the cheapest option.
So for these two ETFs that we're putting side by side, BetaShares has a 0.67% management fee, and First Trust has a 0.6% management fee.
So if you're lining them up against each other, First Trust is the cheapest.
Now, how do you weigh the Aussie dollar v US dollar against that?
Okay.
So your choice is you pay BetaShares 0.67% a year, but it's in Aussie dollars, so there's no currency risk, or you pay First Trust 0.6, so you save 7 basis points in fees, but you get exposed to US dollar currency fluctuations, which could be good, could be bad. Long-term may matter, long-term may not matter.
It's a good question, Ren. I think firstly, as a beginner investor, worrying about currency just, for me anyway, just shouldn't be in the basket of things to think about when you're starting investing. I think it's something that when you're dealing with huge sums of money and you're right into it, yes, perhaps. But the key thing to remember here is that you are still exposed to the US dollar, even if you buy the Australian listed product, because all of the companies are listed over in the States. They're listed on the US stock market. Mm. So you're actually buying stocks in USD. This is not a company, you pardon the jargon here, but it's not hedged. It hasn't taken out currency risk.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I would be going with the First Trust because it's a cheaper.
Fair enough.
Cheaper price.
So because there's currency risk in each ETF.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Nice. All right. So that's number four. What's number five? Fifth pay.
Five is performance, Ren.
Performance.
What has been the historical performance? Now, I know that this is past performance is no indicator of future, but it is good to have a look and see that is this ETF, if it's a thematic particularly, are you in an industry that has generally been performing well?
And HAQ is down 25% year to date.
HAQ's down 25% year to date. However, it is up 60% over the last sort of 4 years or so.
So it's a long-term play.
So it's a long-term play. It has performed well. In fact, at its peak, it was up over 120%. So I think you could say that over the long term, it has been performing well. Tick. And then to close out, Ren, the final P is prospects. Is this in an industry that generally has good growth potential over the next 5 years, over the next 10 years? Without having the figures in front of me, my gut feel says that cybersecurity is definitely an industry that is likely to continue to grow based on economic environment and the tailwinds behind it. More and more people hacking those companies that haven't been hacked.
Yeah.
And okay. More and more companies coming online and needing cybersecurity.
Well, Bryce, you don't have the numbers in front of you, but I do. According to the 2022 Cybersecurity Almanac, I'm a subscriber. This is actually from a McKinsey report. The world spent about $150 billion on cybersecurity in 2021. They expect that to grow at 12.4% annually, and they expect it to reach McKinsey have called it a $2 trillion market opportunity. I don't have the date that it's going to get to $2 trillion, but they see it getting massive. And the reason they see it getting massive, according to McKinsey, quote, at the current rate of growth, damage from cyber attacks will amount to $10.5 trillion annually by 2025.
Wow.
So that's why businesses and governments are willing to spend with these companies with funny names like Zscaler and Varonis Holdings, Darktrace, because that is an investment that pays off.
Yeah.
One thing that I want to note, not the top holdings in the ETF we've spoken about today, but in another US ETF, one of the top holdings is BlackBerry.
There you go. Wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, because it was always like when iPhone first came out, BlackBerry was always more secure.
Yeah.
Better for emails was one of the reasons and more secure was the other one. Like Obama had a
presidents
BlackBerry.
Presidents used them, yeah.
Yeah. Good on them for kicking around.
Yeah, still kicking. Well, Ren, we have kicked past our 15 minutes, but I think it was worth it. Hopefully you've been able to take out of the episode nothing but the fact that you can see how we've tied a business news story to essentially trying to start the process of finding an investment opportunity.
Yeah, and I think we should be very clear that your ETF checklist is a work in progress.
Yes.
And trying to get through it all in 15 minutes. Yeah. Well, one, we failed in 15 minutes, but two, you know, like some of those things we brushed over.
Yeah.
You want to do a little bit more work on
underlying holdings.
Understanding what the holdings are, understanding what the prospects are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think that gives you a broad overview of how we are thinking about ETF investing.
Love it. Well, if you've enjoyed the show or if you've taken value from previous episodes, please head over to iTunes and rate and review if you can. We would really appreciate it. But otherwise, Ren, we are fast approaching Christmas. It's the month of December. So we'll pick it up next week. It's exciting times.
Sounds good.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.